All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I know I'm super late, but I hope you enjoyed the Iron Maiden album, No Prayer for the Dying there. Anyway, just gonna tunes here. I didn't even realize that was going, so yeah, we're off to a great start here. All right, it is SoCan week, so I'm going to be playing a lot of Canadian stuff, starting off with some band that's going to be playing the Noctis Festival today in Calgary, and that being Sacrifice from their album The Ones I Condemn, and this is a track called... actually, I haven't even got it queued here, so... There we go. This track is called Hiroshima. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR. Here we go. We'll be right back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
All right, Power Chord on CITR, running short on time. Anyway, that, of course, was Terrifier and a track called Infernal Overdrive from their Metal or Die EP. Before that, we had Wiser Fool from their EP, self-titled, called A World Gone Bad, and let's see what else we have there to set. Entropia, United We Slay from their album Crimson Empire, and we start off the set with 88 Mile Trip from their EP, 88 Mile Trip, and a track called To the Oasis, and I think because I've just flustered running in here, for some reason, I think I might have mentioned the Ancients before, but I actually played the Ancients first, I think. Anyway, Ancients, Heart of Oak, Falling in Line. Just quickly mention a gig happening tonight at Punky Thrasher Vault, Funky Winker Beans, Sind, the band I just mentioned, 88 Mile Trip, God Said Kill. And otherwise, let's see what else is coming up. Let's see. Oh, a lot of people really looking forward to this. Rickshaw Theater, September 28th. Anathema with Alcest and Mammifer. And let's see. And then, of course, you got the big shows coming up in October with Diamondhead, Raven, Titan's Eve, October 8th, and Tesseract, Scale of Summit, and the Ancients at the Tom Lee Music Center, October 9th. Tickets are only $20 for that. And, of course, the big return of Saxon with Fozzie and Harlequin Way at the venue, October 10th. And I'll just quickly mention that Gojira has been announced. It's an early show at the venue, November 2nd. And, well, since I got here so late and whatever, I'm just going to play out my tunes. So this is Metal Ron. I apologize. I'm not used to shows. Last night was the show with the Scorpion Child and Cadaver, who was the real headliner, I think, and a lot of people thought that. Band I love's Gypsy Hawk and Mothership and a band called Wilson. And yeah, it was a late night, so that's all I can say. I live far. I can't get here, like, beam here like Scott Spock, so there you go. All right. Anyway, I think we're preempted next week, actually. But in any case, things should be getting back to normal beginning of October. So I'm going to leave you with something new. How about some brand new Motorhead from their forthcoming album called Aftershock? And this is the first single from the album. It's called Heartbreaker. Brand new Motorhead, and if I have time, I'll play one more track, possibly some more Tillery, and we'll catch you down the flip fly some other time, hopefully when I'm not so rushed. Hope you have a good weekend, and here's some Motorhead. See ya.